Since May, Amazon and the publisher Hachette have been locked in a public battle over the pricing of e-books. For customers, it's meant that Amazon won't let them pre-order books by popular authors such as J.K. Rowling and James Patterson. And it's upset many Hachette authors because it's made their work less available. So why is Amazon doing this? As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, the company is willing to risk upsetting some customers and authors temporarily as it pursues a long-term strategy for books.
Among those people who Amazon has managed to tick off is Comedy Central host Stephen Colbert.
Now, I'm not just mad at Amazon. I am mad Prime. Because I just found out that they are deterring customers from buying books by Stephen Colbert. And as any longtime viewer of this show knows, that's me.
Colbert is one of many prominent authors that's weighed in on the dispute. 900 writers, including John Grisham and Stephen King, signed an open letter to Amazon and took out a full-page ad in the New York Times. The two companies are fighting primarily over ebook prices. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos wants to sell almost all ebooks for $9.99, and Hachette wants to vary the prices, says Tim Baharan, president of the high-tech consultancy firm Creative Strategies.
Jeff's ultimate position is that instead of selling 100,000 copies at $14.95, you would sell 200,000 copies, let's say, at $8.99 or $9.99.
In a statement, Amazon says ebooks should cost less than traditional books because publishers don't have to pay to print, store, and distribute physical objects.
What Bezos is arguing is that it's really two different business models, that ebooks are a different business model as opposed to the business model of traditional publishing. And I'm going to tell you, I will be really surprised if Jeff backs down on this.
But for traditional publishers, these are not two different business models. Ebooks are part of the larger book business. It may cost the same to print paperbacks, but that doesn't mean they should all sell for the same price, says Walter John Williams, who is a science fiction author that's published some books with Hachette.
It's sort of like selling arts and crafts. Each book is individual. Some books do incredibly well as cheap ebooks. Some books do really well as hardbacks. Some do really well as both. What I would like to see is for the market to remain open to all possibilities.
And as it stands right now, the market remains mixed. The number of independent bookstores is on the rebound after a low point in the 1990s, though it's probably been helped by the demise of Borders. Michael Tucker, the owner of independent bookseller Books Inc. in San Francisco, says his business is growing.
Right now is the best time that we've seen in 15 years for us not being the ones that are getting crushed. It's interesting because who'd have thought that there'd be actually more room for independents to be able to flourish, and the publishers don't want us going away. And the public, quite frankly, doesn't want. It's not like people aren't looking for bookstores.
And while young people are still more likely to have read an ebook than their elders, 62% of 16 to 24-year-olds prefer physical books, according to a poll by youth marketing firm Voxburner. But by pricing ebooks lower, Amazon could ultimately hurt the independent sellers and the market for physical books. Tucker worries that customers will simply start buying ebooks because they're cheaper. People like Therina Rose, an author and illustrator.
At this point, when I'm looking for a new book, because new books are $26 or more, I might end up getting an ebook just because of the cost.
But when it comes to her own book, The Heartbreak Diet,
that is a different story because I feel like my book, because it's a graphic novel, it really was meant to be read as a paper book.
And yet, Rose says even if people don't have that full paper experience, she'd rather they buy the book as an ebook than not buy it at all. And that is clearly the sentiment that Jeff Bezos and Amazon are banking on. Laura Seidel, NPR News.